In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our passage from our epistles, Paul's exhortation to the Corinthians, is familiar to any of us who have attended a wedding at any time in the last 60 or 70 years in the life of the church. And of course, oftentimes, sadly, many couples will choose this passage because the language that St. Paul uses as he speaks throughout the reality of charity, the reality of love, and all those things to which he calls us and explains of what love consists seem indeed to be beautiful things. And in truth, they actually are. But love, brothers and sisters, and the sacrifices attending to it is made completely transparent and manifest when we peer upon the cross of Christ. That is love. That is of what love actually consists. And so when St. Paul tells us that love is patient, kind, that it is not envious or pretentious, that it is not puffed up or ambitious, that it is not self-seeking, it is not provoked, it looks not for evil, doesn't rejoice in wickedness, but instead rejoices with the truth, he speaks about a reality that is encompassed perfectly in the mystery of the cross. The Lord truly has come, and the Lenten season about which we are about to embark prepares us to embrace this reality of love. So radical was it that a new word had to be invented in order to describe the love that the Lord makes manifest. A sacrificial love where one lays down his life for another, lays down his life for truth itself. What the Lord does then for us is not only encourage us to change the manner in which we live our lives, but as the prophet Joel tells us, to also change the inside of cup and dish. And so the Lenten disciplines that you will undertake are not only being given to you in order that your life will physically conform to the things of God, but that your heart might conform to the reality of God. And how will we know that your heart has been turned to the Lord and conformed to the Lord? You will live this love to which you are called. The world tells us that the heart wants what the heart wants, and they use that phrase to describe all manner of aberrant behaviors, because we love, and since I love, I can do whatever I want, because I'm doing it in love. But that's not how this works. That is not what God intends. Love is not just simply an emotion, some flowery reality that put in page in poetry. Love is all of these things to which St. Paul articulates, because it involves sacrifice and selflessness and dying in order that we might live. Love is hard and difficult and joy-filled and profitable and fruitful. Only in God can those things sit one beside another and rest there peacefully. And so what we are doing in the Lenten season is preparing ourselves, training ourselves, both in body and in spirit, to live this love to which we have been called. There is war raging in Europe. Who knew that we would be saying things that we said in the last century? But here we are. And as such things go, it might seem to be distant, the Ukraine and Russia, so far away from us. But the reality of violence, brothers and sisters, is that it is violence. And even if there might seemingly be good reasons for it, to protect ourselves and to protect our nation, those are legitimate reasons to take up arms. It is violence nonetheless. We are not pacifists by any imagination, and nor am I suggesting that, nor am I denigrating that if that is what you choose to be. What we are, though, are Catholic men and women. And how we govern our lives is through the virtue of love. And so we always must pause before we take up arms, if you will, in defense of good and true things. We must always pause if there is violence in our hearts to make sure that we can quell that violence and allow the love of God to shine forth. Not because we are weak, but because we are strong in the Lord. In truth, it costs us nothing to take the life of another. And in the world in which we live today, we do that quite easily. What costs us, what requires strength and sacrifice, what requires life of virtue, is to stay one's hand in violence and to love as we have been loved, to love as God asks us to love. This is not an easy task, And to be clear, I stand before you in no way a perfect practitioner of what it is that I'm exhorting you to do. But precisely because I am not is what makes me the best one to tell you that we still need to do this. My failures in no way, shape, or form take away from what it is we are called to do. Quite the opposite is true. We all must strive even more so to live this love. And so these experiences that are being given to us for adoration and confession and Holy Mass throughout the Lenten season, days of recollection, are meant to just for a moment slow your life down, create quiet in your life and in your homes. Give up some things in order that you can get and receive something even greater. We do all of these things not simply just to abjure the world, but in letting go of the things of men in order to more completely embrace the things of God. And as St. Paul beautifully describes, all of that is summed up in this reality, this virtue of love. There are three: faith, hope, love. But the greatest of these, the greatest, beyond faith, beyond hope, is the reality of love. Because sometimes, in truth, my faith falters, and I don't believe as I should believe. And of course, oftentimes, given the darkness of the world, it is easy to despair and to give up hope. But we always are called to and must strive to live out the love that has been bestowed upon us. And so you've had these weeks of the season of Septuagesima to prepare yourself. And so now your preparation must give way to action. If you have not taken advantage of these days and been very clear and concrete as to what you will do in the Lenten season, be about it now, because you're running out of time. Because Ash Wednesday is this Wednesday, and you don't want to be at Mardi Gras on Tuesday night or Wednesday morning wondering what it is that you're going to do. Make those decisions now. Commit yourself now, and let your commitment and your deliberation and your intentionality grow out of love. Love for God, love for your neighbor, in order that this love that the Lord makes very clear to us leads to salvation, may be that which brings peace and salvation to the whole world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.